Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shafavis Black Experience Enhanced here on Thanksgiving here of 2019. Air date of this episode is November 28th, 2019. Okay, we're talking about Thanksgiving. This is only going to be a 30-minute show. Okay, you there with us, Brother Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, we're going to talk about the hypocrisy of this date. And for everybody out there listening, as you know, this is a date where some savages who call themselves pilgrims have came and, quote unquote, discovered the new world. And the first thing is how the hell are you going to discover something when somebody was already standing there on the shore? Plus, these pilgrims
right.
Do not know how to wash their filthy asses. And plus that, they brought disease.
Nope, they still don't. Shabaki.
Yes, sir, absolutely, Jesse, yeah, without a doubt, you know what I mean? And then and everybody's going to go out here and go crazy and spend all their money tomorrow for this hypocritical, you know, hypocrisy on this, you know, where everybody is out here making money and all this revenue is going up here to big businesses and the social media as well, too. And also, too, I see we're joined by another caller there at the 7118 area code. Okay, just press. We'll be more than happy there. And also, too, I see we're joined by the one and only Mr. Mandela Khan. And this here, I'm going to bring him in, and I'm going to unmute all the mics. Okay, Jesse, I got you there, sir. So go on in, Jesse, and just drop a little bit of knowledge about this day here, you know, as you know. And then we're going to be bringing on, you know, Mandela Khan as well, too. We see him as there, too. Good evening to you there, Mandela Khan.
Yes, General.
All right, okay, appreciate you guys. And also, too, as you know, man, that they've been screwing with my platform, man, you know, real bad, man, for the last couple of months because they cannot handle the truth. And what it is a bunch of hypocrisy out here. The show is impromptu, but what it is, though, is only 30 minutes a day, and we're having a general conversation about the hypocrisy of this so-called holiday where they came here, the Europeans, raped, pillaged, spread disease, and then the people who are already there had showed these individuals love and showed them how to wash their funky asses. Now, the thing is that you Europeans have to understand about yourself, you guys came from squalor, you came from filth, you brought disease,
yep.
You brought smallpox and every other, you know, forsaken thing that's out there. You have thoroughly ruined the ecology. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, without a doubt. You know, come on there, folks, and drop knowledge. Yeah, we got 25 minutes left right here. Come on with it. Give everybody
a
chance. Get in where you fit in. Drop knowledge.
We should definitely not be celebrating this. But
right.
We are celebrating this. It's like you said, genocide, murder, death, destruction, rape, pillaging, all the above. This is their nature since they came out these caves. This is what they do. Everywhere they go, this is what they do. They spread death and destruction everywhere they go. That's their culture. Murder, death, and destruction. So,
yes, sir.
Be sitting up here celebrating this shit. It's complete hypocrisy, like you said.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you see.
They completely took advantage of the Native Americans. when they first got here, because they were going to die in the winter. And these are cabins, are savages we're dealing with. These are savages. They're cannibals. They were eating each other. Their first year here, 1619, they were eating each other. So 1492, when supposedly Columbus discovered America, they were still doing the same thing. They're uncivilized. They have no civilization to them. They would still be walking on all fours with no shoes or socks if it wasn't for us. Our ancestors, civilizing them not once but twice. But they like to lie in the curriculum saying that, oh, we helped them out and we should be thankful for that. And it's like, no.
Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Founded on murder, death, and destruction. And America always rewards and praises her criminals.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, without a doubt. And then also, too, Brother Jesse, and appreciate you guys in Denver, Colorado at Mile High News. And I was looking at one of your podcasts there on YouTube, and you were saying it's for the reparations. We're asking for $100 trillion, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what we're starting to bid.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without a doubt, you know, and then not to mention the fact there, too, this Thanksgiving and this holiday season, and I'm reaching out there to every black man there to protect our women and our children this holiday season is because, like I said, I'm putting together a theory that a lot of these alphabet agendas over there in Silicon Valley might have a handoff in this is because it's definitely highly financed that they're going out there taking the organs out of our people here and transplanting them there, and just like how you had mentioned Mandela Khan about the power of the melanin. Now, there's a lot of these transgender dudes out here that are talking about that they want to get transplanted with female reproductive organs and what have you. Now, I don't care who hears this, okay? Not one of you goony birds is going to come up here and tell me that you are a woman. Because, first of all, your sick ass cannot menstruate, you cannot ovulate, you can not bear children. But however, you individuals have an agenda, and I'm sure you got your financing behind it. So this is why this holiday season, particularly as everybody's going to go bum rush Walmart, getting a fist fight over some highly overpriced bullshit. You see what I mean? Just protect these babies. And this is why I appreciate Brother Noble Turner. With my news, Jesse, of where he had got out there and said, yeah, we got to protect these women and these children. And then also, too, for those of you out there that have special skills and knowledges, definitely take the younger ones up under your wings and teach them how to defend themselves with hand, foot, lead pipe, gun, shotgun, by any means necessary.
By any means.
And then, of yes, sir. Absolutely. It's because we have a right to survive. We have a right to exist by any means necessary. Now, we do know that there's a lot of you people out there who are lost in touch with your culture, with your true history, and you figuring that these she-devils out here like you and love you and all that old type of crap, man, nothing could be further from the truth. For some odd reason, for these individuals to mistreat us the way they did with the brutalization of raping our women on the plantation system, of castrating our men, folk. You see what I'm saying? For
they
some
odd
reason.
They raped our men, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. That day was yes, sir, absolutely, Jesse. And that day was what that buck breaking was all about. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, so get that out there to you confused ass, alphabetized LGBT crews. Yeah, you're welcome to call in too, and you'll get smooth owned on this show. It's because I'm not with that shit. What you do is your business. Just don't come to me with it and keep it away from our children, particularly in their formative years. And then some of these school curriculums around the nation are mandating that our children in their elementary school years be exposed to this crap, and then to find out that some of these fools who are hosting these lectures, drag queen hour or whatever it is, one of the confused males,
reading
you know,
books
up there.
To the kids.
Reading
books to the kids. But see, this is their agenda, like you said, this is their agenda. But it even goes even a step further than that. There's a thing called transhumanism. And that's what they're in the process of attempting to usher in. basically you morph yourself with AI, artificial technology. So the, in the movies they call them like cyborgs and droids and stuff like that. Like you see in the Star Trek, the Borg, that type of stuff.
Yes.
So it's like the Matrix, like they depicted in the Matrix. That's the kind of stuff that they're in the process of ushering in with these uterine transplants, and you want to fuse with AI. They got these robots that's jumping at you. Some of them can even shoot at you, like some RoboCop stuff. This stuff is real, and we keep turning a blind eye to it. And if you speak against it, they label you transphobic or homophobic or whatever kind of phobic. And it's like, no, we're the most tolerant people on the face of this planet.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but that is not part of our
culture.
And you're not going to force us to assimilate to that sick, demonic shit, period.
Yes, sir, and that's exactly what it is, a sick, demonic shit. And then also, too, I would tell all them out there who says that we're homophobic because we have the attitudes that we do, my response to that is that you confused individuals are heterophobic, okay?
Right.
So that's the counterman on that. And then each time that I say that on Facebook or what have you, I get banned or I get blocked, they limit the posts and all this old type of shit right there. You see, but they can't stand the truth. It's because you're not going to sit there and tell me. Yeah, exactly. So as far as I'm concerned, these individuals, man, don't know their ass from female reproductive organs in the literal sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on top, if you catch my drift, you know what I mean? And then sad part about it is that our children will fall, you know, victim to this garbage. You see what I mean? And that's the part, you know, that I'm concerned about right there. You see, is that with how this influences our children, particularly in their impressionable and formative years. You see, that there is a crime, you know, within itself. You see what I'm saying?
They're pushing us on our youth specifically. We're not talking in white youth. They're not talking in Asian youth. They're not talking in Latino, Mexican, whatever. With this, they're targeting black, specifically Americans, with this shit, and that's their agenda.
Yes, sir.
Because they know that there's no life that comes from that. There's no life that comes from that. And if I'm in a race war, I want to keep my numbers as high as possible. Period.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So I'm
going to
lie and say that certain groups of people are white, but they're not even white, and that's why we touched on that honorary Caucasian shit. Because a lot of these groups, we have no friends.
Wow.
John Henry Clark told us we have no friends, but we still out here looking for a friend. If you want a friend, look in the mirror. That's what he said.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. You know what I'm saying? It's because, let's be real, black family, all we got is each other, man. You see what I mean? And sitting up here unifying with your oppressor, you see, that's bullshit. Now, there is one thing that I find very, very interesting is that these good old boys down in the South.
We would be dismissed if we did not mention Christy Attucks. We've always had Negroes that have fought to keep this shit the way it is. There was a lot of Negroes that refused to get up off the plantation and still to this day refuse to get off the plantation.
Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely. And then, of course, there, too, this is why with the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead has been created. Well, I also have a group by that name right there. Feel free to join the group, come in there, drop knowledge, you know what I'm saying? It's because it's all about us educating ourselves. But since we got 15 minutes left here, what I'm going to do, I got all the mics unmuted. We got a call here from the 585 area code. We got Mandela Khan in there. We also got a caller in here from the 718 area code. Gentlemen, come in there and drop knowledge and voice your opinions, because we got 15 minutes left here. Okay, Mandela Khan, you there, sir? Okay, all righty. Moving right along. Can you still hear me, Jesse?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, all righty, okay, so yeah, keeping it moving, and everybody is welcome to chime in, you know what I mean, and so today's episode is Thanksgiving, and we're just doing a short show, having a general conversation impromptu about the hypocrisy of this so-called holiday that celebrates lies, deceit, and hatred, and one thing white America will not do is sit up there and own up to the atrocities that it is committed to not only African people who were brought here, but the indigenous people here as well, too. And then I see we got another caller here.
Black
out
people,
of the
too. And that's what they don't want us to know.
Okay. Drop knowledge. Yes, sir.
But if I may, just give me a quick African atomic bomb commercial based on your subject matter in a short program. Let me bring it to the head in less than 3 minutes.
Okay, go ahead, Mandela.
African people, European holidays in the middle of genocide. When it comes to white power in the United States of America, I need y'all to lay the map of the world out on behalf of the red, black, and green. Because 99.9% of African people do not live in the United States of America. But here's what's extraordinary. 9 months under white power, under the Confederate flag, Joe Gibson, under Tyrone Thompson, the red, white, and blue, the country as business is in the red. The time that it goes into the black is trick or treat, your mask off, your candy's gone, and you have a cranberry sauce and a drumstick run out your ass tomorrow. And on Friday, you'll be stampeding on behalf of White Friday, not no Black Friday, number three.
Yes, sir.
And then a few days after that, you'll try to scramble up in your religion, Hebrew, Israelite, Moors, Muslim, and Christian, Christ and Santa Claus. They're like Tarzan,
right,
Uncle Scam, and Casper the Green Ghost, none of them motherfuckers exist. And then a few days after that, you'll be coming in with a new year with the same old bullshit under genocide, atrocities, and war crimes of stealing the legacy of the matriarch of an Ethiopian empire. And here's why I got your ass. Now, here's why I want you all to listen to me clearly. Shabaka and I, we're going to put this thing together. But we want y'all to get in with the Confederate flag waver. My partner in time, his name is Joe Gibson. Now, I don't know if he's coming on tonight, but when he do, Jabaka and me will be there. And I want y'all to copy this number down quickly, fast and furiously. And that is 657-383-0616. They represent the Confederate flag. And then there's Tyrone Thompson representing the red, white, and blue. And the real deal is that from the Congo to the Bongo, Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, from the UK to the University of Kentucky, black lives don't matter anywhere on the goddamn planet Earth. And we can prove it by our own interactions with each other because of mind control. So when we finish this analysis, it's a short program. We got to help each other remember what we forgot or what we don't want to recognize, and we got to come together in massive numbers. I'm saying that the people's revolution, it won't be all black, and it won't be all me. The red, black, and green, Marcus Garvey and Elhaz Malik El-Shabazz under the Organization of African Unity, the Africans in Africa, they got to form the United States of Africa. We in America, we've got to crush Uncle Sam into oblivion. Uncle Scam, the red, white, and blue, and the Confederate flag.
With this reparations, we're doing exactly that. They ain't never seen no shit like this. We dropped the candidates out of office.
Yes,
hold on for a minute.
They're
coming.
They put up like Obama.
Okay, hold on for a minute.
He did say reparations.
Let me say this. Let me say this quickly. There will be divided we stand, together we all fall. There will be no 40 acres and a mule. Divided we stand, together we all fall. There will be no reparations. We don't want no $1 trillion. We want our birthrights back. We want all of our shit right now. 2020, and that comes under the red, black, and green. That's the unification. That's the symbol where we can put the Crips, the Bloods, the Blackstone Rangers, the Hebrew Israelites, the Moors, Muslim Christians under one tribe, that we bucking this system for all our shit, and we're not going to be satisfied until we get what we deserve, and we've already paid the price for our freedom, justice, and total independence. I rest the case right there. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
I want to say something. Now yes, how are we going to get black to get reparations in a fallen economy? How are they going to give us
some
money?
Who's that there speaking?
The white power system is deliberately attempting to smash the economy because they knew that Barack Insane, the mad bomber, it was an excuse for the Ku Klux Klan and the white man to attack. And they knew that they had to let in Donald Trump, this guy who never sat in military office, this guy who was not a political man. He was a businessman on capitalism based on imperialism, and that came because of slavery. White power didn't have no power until they enslaved our ass in the United States of America.
And that's what the reparations came. We owe that debt.
Yes,
so we in debt. Y'all owe us.
That's it, Mandela.
We built this country. There would be no country if it was not for our ancestors.
Without the labor of the black man and woman. You see, and then also, too, not cut nobody off. But you see, this is one of the why we call this here Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, because we deal with the history of our people from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. And just like how you said right there, Brother Jesse, why we need the reparations, and I appreciate where Mandela Khan is coming from about the power of the woman as well, too. Now, with this here being... what's that day tomorrow? Black Friday tomorrow, where everybody's gonna go out there and spend their
Black Friday, ain't no Black Friday.
Yeah, teach. Okay, now keep in mind that Black Friday was when black girls were sold up on the auction block as young as 2 and 3 years old and given to these white raping pedophile slave trader sons and themselves. You see what I mean?
And that's why we have Wall Street.
Yes, sir, absolutely. You see what I mean? Because you got to look at the wealth of how much the black woman was bringing in. One, as a breeder, plus youth on her side. Also, two, only Lord knows, man, or the Almighty knows, you know, what had happened to her when she was snatched out of her mama's arms as a baby and as a child. Also, two, our children are used for alligator bait because, you know, they was getting alligators, making their shoes. Yeah, exactly. And clothes and what have you. And then the cold part about it is, too, Mandela Khan, when you speak about the Organization of African Union, in 1964-65, I believe. I do believe that
they
were, yes, sir. And Malcolm X was there, too, if memory serves me correct, and also, too,
the Organization of African-American Unity. That's why the Nation of Islam and all the white power despise them, because the Organization of African Unity, they put forth the international public record that's not being enforced, that the United States of Africa got to be formed by those Africans over there. When it comes to the eagle, the lord of the air, the lord of the sea, it's us blacks in America who must come together under the red, black, and green. The matter is closed.
Okay. That's right. Holds water.
Have you heard of the Universal African Peoples Organization?
I've been with Chairman Omalu Yasitela, the greatest revolutionary under the African People's Socialist Party, the All African People's Revolutionary Party under MOVE, Pam Ramona Africa, John Africa. I've been under
Does
all of these.
Does Zaki Baruti ring a bell?
Say that again.
Zaki Baruti.
Out of what city?
I met Zaki Baruti, the author.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, the Show Me State, Missouri, Ferguson.
Right.
We know what's going on in Chicago and over there.
Grand Slam.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
We right. And they kind of have
we
us.
We just started a chapter
Occupy Wall Street.
Mandela Khan.
Say that again, sir.
We just started a chapter out here of the UAPO in Denver, Colorado, Universal African People's Organization.
In Denver, Colorado?
Yes.
This is why social media is so good. Remember, on FCC Radio and TV, We don't have the access to interact with each other, but on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Block Talk Radio, look at how we can share this information. What a great time to be alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is why this is called Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances, because we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago, and we're dealing with sensitive issues that affect us as a people. Now, I know there's a lot of these other blog talk show hosts out there, and I know there are those that are haters on this of this podcast. Hey, great, beautiful. I love your hatred. Just please spread the word, and keep in mind is that your sorry asses are welcome to call in here or at this show at 516-418-5996, and you will get smooth on. So any ass scratches, Uncle Tom Negroes out there, the brain dead, yeah, please call in and get educated. Yeah, please call in and get educated, because we will have your ass for lunch. We've done it before. Pull up some of our back episodes. Now, also, too, gentlemen, we only got like 5 minutes left in this podcast. Any closing statements, and then also, too, I'm going to go put the link up to this show. It's a very, very good show. So just sorry for the short notice and the short amount of time that I had it, but I had to put together this show with shoestrings and bubble gum, and I see that it worked. All right, so definitely spread the word. So like I said, there was that other show that we was on, Mandela Kind of Dude is on today. I damn sure will be calling in there, because I'm going to educate him, you know, on the lies and the deceits that these individuals have on this day when they came out here and gave the indigenous people here, you know, smallpox, violated and raped their women. You see what I mean? And they didn't even know how to wash their nasty asses. So this is why they brought smallpox. This is why they brought leprosy. This is why they brought disease. And then also, too, another thing that them savages brought with them was that four-legged creature called the rat.
Oh, yeah.
And and that rat had wiped out half of Europe with the bubonic plague, and I'm just sorry he did not wipe out the whole goddamn continent. You see what I'm saying? Of where these savages has come from and have the damn audacity.
People in that region at that time saved them.
Brothers, let me just say this real quickly.
Yes, sir.
If you look at the footage of World War One and World War Two, white people used every weapon they had to bomb England, France, Germany. They was going to wipe each other out. And guess who saved them? Even though we suffered from biological, chemical warfare, it was the black soldiers, the Buffalo soldiers, all of these syphilis of the Tuskegee and all this AIDS and shit.
Yeah.
If y'all black veterans did not go and stop Hitler, and stop Churchill, and stop the United States from fucking each other off, they would have killed each other. They would have wiped each other off the goddamn planet. So the key is,
we are
the ones we've been waiting for collectively, and we cannot wait for no messianic figure like Mandela Kahn, Farrakhan, or Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or Nelson Mandela. We are the leaders we've been waiting for, red, black, and green in 2020.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt. Now,
I have a flag.
Okay, I see we got a caller here calling in from 302. The last four is 2966. And everybody, please stay on. Do not hang up, because we're about to go into overtime. But who's there at 302?
His name is Marcus. That's my one and only chosen son. Speak, son.
Oh, okay. Okay,
2966. Marcus.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we hear you, buddy.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I think it's best that I do some listening, man. Keep my mouth shut and listen. That's what I think I need to do.
Okay, okay. Yes, sir.
Well,
okay, we appreciate you there calling in.
Okay, no.
He's from the hip-hop community, one of the young rebels.
Oh, yeah.
He has a plethora of all these young.
Yes, sir.
Hip-hop saved the world, not rap music. Rap music talk about bitches, hoes, drugs, and killing niggas. But hip-hop unites all of us, where Hebrew, Israelite, Moorish, Muslim, and Christian music got us under white power, under the King of England and the Pope. Stop rap music. It's all about hip-hop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's culture, though.
Also too,
see, that's our culture.
Yes, yeah, it is, Jesse. And it is, too, Jesse, is because the Queen Mother had mentioned, I saw one of her videos that she had mentioned a few years ago about how it is used as a positive vehicle, you know, for our youth to communicate with our youth and to relay the messages. But then when it became and started becoming popular and then you had the gangster rap start coming up, then this is when you start hearing all the B.I. terms. This is when you start hearing all the side terms. This is when you hear about going out here, kill each other and all that. But the thing that I find so very, very interesting is that they so quick, you know, from Hollywood and Los Angeles and all that old crap, and I'll crumb bum on the raggedy motherfuckers because I grew up there. I know what I'm talking about. But they would not sit up there and have other races sit up here and use self-derogatory terms in it. Very, very interesting.
Well,
you know,
the
social engineering.
That's what the Queen Mother, Francis Quest Wilson was talking about in the ISIS papers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Dr. Wilson was very, very heavy. You know what I'm saying? Very heavy. But I'm talking about, you know, Tupac's auntie. You see what I mean? It's because, you know, she gave some lectures on it, you know, as well, too. It's because, you know, the sister did a lot, and she made a great sacrifice. And she's up there, you know, she's an elder now, you know what I mean? And definitely, of course, we wish that sister there the best. Okay, gentlemen, you know, we're going to give up some closing statements right here. So we can close the show here in a proper format since we are in overtime and we don't want them to yank the plug on us all of a sudden.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Mandela Khan, your closing statements, then we're going to Brother Jesse, then we're going to area code 718, then myself.
To look at hip-hop, if you look and lay the map of the world out today, the Chinese, the Iranians, Salvador Bahia, Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil, in Africa, all of the young artists are under the Ankh. Afidi Hodie, Hotep, Ashe, and what have you. That's the matriarch. And if you look at them, the government can't do nothing about hip-hop because all of the young and the restless, they love not Hebrew Israelite music, not Morris music, not Christian music, not Muslim music. Hip hop has saved the planet Earth because the young and the restless under Malachi, I'm Malachi, the children of the Quran, and young people, we can't kill the older people. If they don't break with white power, they must be arrested. But the children of the Quran, all the books of the dead told you that the young will lead the old. Hip hop has saved the whole planet. And I love Tupac and Biggie, just like the Mexicans, the Peruvians, like the Chinese, the Salvador Bahia, Rio de Janeiro, wherever. They love hip-hop. That's why the young people all over the planet Earth are using their drum beat, because the drum beat, through the drum and the vibrations of the message, it tells us about freedom, justice, and total independence. Much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mandela Khan. Okay, Brother Jesse, come on with
it. So, we have woke. It's time we wake up. They say we woke. We stay woke. We constantly vigilant because we're at war. And the more and more we
absolutely
go in depth with it, the more warlike it is. It's 9 areas of activity: entertainment, education, labor, politics, sex, war, religion, economics, as well as counter war, because you got to have a counterattack against this shit. We know COINTELPRO ain't been nowhere in regards to this day. This is not a day we should be celebrating. Just because Master says, oh, you can get the whole day off to spend with your family, that doesn't mean we should be out here living it up, cooning it up.
Right.
It's a methodology to this, and that methodology is to keep racism, white supremacy in place. We are out to dismantle
right.
completely. That's what the reciprocity
yes,
is
sir.
About. But yeah, don't celebrate this.
Yes, sir.
You should be thankful any day. It's all out war on us,
right.
the black man and woman and child. It's all out war.
Exactly.
All over the globe. But it's about to shift, and the Caucasoid knows that their numbers are slipping in this colony. This is the last successful colony. mm-hmm. in the world.
Absolutely.
United yes, States sir, of America. And yeah. Who built that?
Mm-hmm. And that there is yeah. real talk.
So we've been the main ones pushing the Pan-Africanism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the immigrants now that come over here, they're not trying to deal with us. They're all hooked
no,
up
they're
with
not.
Becky.
Exactly. You see, and embracing this hatred of us as a people in this nation, such as when you get these cats, man, is coming out of, how should I say, Asia and what have you, and all that damn silicon, man, that our people go down there in our continent for and get up out the ground, man. Every damn time I see one of them cargo container ships come through Frisco Bay, it pisses me off. It's because these are billions,
yeah,
at least trillions of dollars off of our resources, you see, and this is why it really ticks me off when Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter sit up there and says, well, you violated community standards is because you spoke the truth and you being insensitive, you know, to their transformation agenda, to their LGBT agenda. And then they constantly want to sit up there and says, well, you guys are homophobic and all that. No, you cats are heterophobic. And on this last yeah. sentence right here, and then I'm in this show right here, gentlemen, and I appreciate everybody's input with them cats, with that alphabetized soup that they follow. With their skinny jeans and their sagging pants, go out there and get next to a female, man, and hop up and down in it. You might find out you like it. So anyway, I'm going to end this here, you know, with Brother Malcolm and one of his famous speeches right here. And definitely appreciate you all, you know, for participating in the
To understand
show,
this, you have to go back to what young time. Brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick.